Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we want to come before you this day. We want to submit ourselves before your throne. We want to ask, Lord, that you would have your way in this conference, in this time, in this week that we have set aside. Lord, that flesh would not have any place. That uncleanness and darkness would have no place here, Lord. But we are calling for purity. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I would appreciate if you could turn in your Bible to the 12th chapter of Revelation.
I would like to turn your Bible in Revelation chapter 1.
The 12th chapter of Revelation is a
Revelation chapter 12.
Place of much treasure. And I would like to read in the 7th verse.
And I would like to read verse 7.
It says that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
One thing, war for them, not heaven. Michael and his angels then both fought the dragon.
I have been asking the Lord, what shall we say of these meetings?
I mean, yes, God, what do you get for talk like this media?
Most of the night we were just searching of the Spirit.
Who passed by the next? We just search waiting the Spirit of God is saying.
And this morning as we sat with the team.
And this morning as we went on seeing freedom together.
And we began to discern what the Lord was doing and the Lord was saying in this hour.
And we did find out for knowing God is saying this time and this hour.
And we have become aware that we have come into a place of warfare.
And we catch ourselves, who shall we come? Now war zone.
We didn't come to have a picnic.
Not a picnic we come from.
Not a necessarily a time of great rejoicing and play.
And not a protection, bloody and a playbook.
The enemy's intention is warfare.
What is the enemy mean? Now protect me.
His intention is to bring us down.
In plan, now for throwing up for them.
We are very aware that the enemy did everything within his power to try to prevent us from coming here.
We know good ones that the enemy set all their ways for they stop we all know can I am.
We have had much victory in the other places where we have been.
For who can we know who? We win.
We had a wonderful youth conference in Port Harcourt. Many young people tasting of the goodness of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the Holy Spirit.
For who young people that taste God in goodness, God in joy, the Holy Spirit of God says.
Again, down in Lagos, to see a new fellowship rising up and taking their place.
When we meet in Lagos, we see one new fellowship set, whether they clap up and they sing up to another one.
And again, much surprise in Liberia of the hunger and thirsting for righteousness among the people.
As for Liberia, we surprise same world, people are angry and they talk to people God.
Your neighbor.
No,
I call it your neighbor to the south. It may be the wrong direction, but
me, I can say now, neighbor, women on the south side.
Amen. And so the Spirit of the Lord is moving on around the coast. Who knows what lays north of here? There's a mighty wind blowing along.
Mighty breeze, the blow they come.
Should we not pray that the Spirit of God will move on up into these other places?
We must pray, let the Spirit of God
doesn't matter what strongholds the devil has. The first place we went in Liberia was 2 hours drive out into the bush from Monrovia.
The first time we went to Liberia, na 2 hours we get to drive for going to the place where you come up from Monrovia.
The only county, 90% Muslim.
That place there, 90% Muslim people.
But there were 10 Christian leaders, elders, pastors, whatever, that came and they said, please remember us. We are in the midst of great warfare and we desire to see the power of God move here.
But 10 leaders then, where pastor, we wouldn't ever them be, but people, they were one God. They come to me, say, Suya, una not forget we. Una pray for we need una.
So we know there is not any stronghold that is too strong for the Lord to pull down.
So we have been saying, not that you're not there, Satan able to take me.
And when I say for the Lord to pull down, I am talking about He uses His soldiers, men like you and I, to pull these strongholds down.
Where are they for destroying wealth? Who says Satan taking your place? I mean, you and me are going to Jamandel for going to the world and destroy them.
Now let's look at what the Lord is saying in this portion of Scripture.
Let me look what God is up to. We say, now this Scripture will be told.
There was war in heaven.
War for them na heaven.
You say, well, what does that concern me? Heaven is far away.
But who was that yet for do with me? Heaven, it is so far.
Is that true?
That's true. That
is heaven far away?
Heaven, it is far.
Where is heaven? Somebody said in my heart. Did I hear somebody? Is there an amen to that?
Anybody could say amen for that someday.
Amen. Where is Jesus? Is he in my heart?
Is in your heart?
If you're born again, he's in your heart.
If you're born again, you accept Jesus and you like him, he's in your heart.
Is Jesus in heaven?
Jesus is in heaven.
Yes. He went to heaven, didn't he?
He go heaven also.
So if he's in my heart and he also went to heaven, that means that heaven is in me.
That means he's there in my heart and in Jesus go heaven. That means the heaven is in me.
Heaven is in you.
Heaven is in you.
So can I see heaven with my eyes?
So I can't see heaven.
You know, there are some people that believe that heaven is a natural place out in the sky somewhere.
Some people believe that heaven na place where person go get up na the sky.
They believe that some of these telescopes that are flying around out there, the Hubble telescope, that someday they will spot heaven.
They believe that every big machine where they take a look up the moon. One fine day, they will turn to they see heaven. They say, hey, look at heaven.
I remember one time somebody said to me, oh, the telescopes have found something way out there, and it's four square, and it's coming closer to the earth.
I remember one big man said, somebody don't see everyone's one machine, you follow me for things one machine, and it come to me.
Brethren, you're not going to find heaven with a telescope.
Brother and sister, no machine where they look moon where you find heaven.
Heaven is a spiritual place.
Heaven is a place where a spiritual place.
Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you.
Jesus said God in kingdom when heaven is there inside you.
That means it's not a natural place.
So not a natural place where most of your work and go.
It's a spiritual place.
That place where spiritual.
If you want to find that place, you're going to have to come up higher in the spirit.
If you want to find that place where heaven, you will
Are you able to rise up out of your natural place and come into the Spirit?
You're able to snap off from Musa in jail and come up to the Spirit for this day?
I understand if you have a hard time doing this.
I understand if you're not able for coming up heaven. I understand.
I remember when I was a very young man.
I remember when I was a young man.
I had a great conflict with these spiritual issues.
I mean, the space between this, where anybody can talk about, that seems where like spiritual, where you are not.
I remember one time when I read the word that said we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
I remember one time where I read the word, where say we sit up in heavenly place, where up above.
And I wanted to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
And we want to be down at that heavenly place inside Jesus Christ.
How many of you want to be in heavenly places?
How many of you want in at heavenly places?
Amen. Amen. But I was overwhelmed with my troubles on earth.
But what did you want me to put me on the bottom?
My everyday cares of this world were weighing me down. And I remember one day in desperation, I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, how can I be in heavenly places?
I said, Lord, I didn't want to say again.
My feet are here on dirt and sand. How can I be here and how can I be there? I couldn't understand it.
I'm not able to understand.
And then I remember another time. Where I needed the Lord so badly. And I remember I was in church.
And I'm in that church.
Not the kind of church I go to now.
Not the kind of church where I go now.
But the kind of church where they didn't really teach heavenly things.
That the kind of church where they're not really teaching for teaching things that we're not having things.
And I remember in the desperation of my heart, I remember crying out to the Lord. And I'm reaching up toward the top, and I said, "Oh God, where are you? I need you."
I remember I was in desperate. He asked me one word, Father, begin look up and reach up to God. I said, "God, who are you there? I want you."
And I remember very clearly, I heard a voice, and the voice came from here. And the Lord said, "I'm right here." In other words, you don't have to cry and look for me way out there somewhere. I'm right here. So the Lord is here. The Lord is near to you. His heaven is near to you. You can have heaven now.
You can get heaven now.
You can walk in heaven now.
You can walk up heaven now.
You can walk in heavenly places now.
You can walk up the place where heaven is now.
Let me take you to a verse in Luke, I believe it is.
I want to tell you one verse in Luke.
Luke 10. Keep your finger here in Revelation 12.
Revelation 12, my Lord, on Luke 12.
We're looking for Luke 10, I think.
Luke 10.
Are we looking for Luke 10? Here, I got to turn back. Oh, yes. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one in that we be not weighed down with the cares of this world. surfeiting and drunkenness. Is that Luke 14 maybe? I was just there a little bit ago and I'm sorry I can't find it now.
Luke 21.
21, there we go. Yeah, 21. Oh, yes. Oh, here we are, yes. 21:34. Yeah, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares.
For be careful, lest you are not just be drunk. They enjoy sympathy and drunk. You are not for put on a hard by waiting for where and waiting on a body.
Now, these are things that are going to be enemies against the heaven that is within you.
Then, see me, I will just stop God. Now, there will be the enemy against the fact that you will go up.
That your hearts be overcharged.
You add full of smart ones.
That you allow these things to overwhelm you, weigh you down.
And you allow them to be afraid and full of you, say they begin more than you.
Come on, we all have issues of our life.
We all get well in our life.
In every one of us, there is something that we would rather change in our circumstances. We cannot allow that thing to weigh us down. Surfeiting. Carousing with the world. And drunkenness does not just mean taking the beer and the alcohol.
When they talk about drunkenness, they don't mean possessing beer and rum.
It includes having a spiritual mindset of intoxication.
It means you mind. You know what you think. You speak your mind. You fill up with all kind of yama yama.
Where we are thinking, oh, no problem, the day of the Lord is not coming. I have plenty of time.
Where we can think that,
I can be involved with things that I want to do.
I can do what I want to do.
But the cares of this world.
But all these things that when you want, they take me, take me.
You see, the Lord is warning us here.
Yes, sir. God is warning me.
It doesn't matter what your age.
It don't matter your age.
You cannot allow these things to overcome you.
You not allow a soul for anything that you do can't enough and destroy you the whole.
So that day come upon you unaware.
And on a mystery that day they will come on an already.
What day?
Who's dead on it?
What day come upon you unaware?
Whose day will come by you when you are ready for?
The day of what? The day of the Lord. Is that what you said? That's what we're talking about. The day of what? Well, that too. But the day of the Lord. The day of reckoning. The day when the Lord will appear suddenly in His temple.
That day when God will appear once and again in His temple.
Do you know what that means?
You know what that means?
When He will appear suddenly in His temple.
When He come once and again in temple.
You're not thinking of some place over in Jerusalem, are you?
I'm thinking of one place when in Jerusalem.
Where is the Lord's temple?
Who said God in temple there.
The Lord's temple is where he dwells.
The Lord in us, now inside his house.
We could just as easily call it the Lord's house.
We can cry and say, this is the God, not the Lord in us.
I am the Lord's house.
Me, not God in us.
And as a corporate group, you are the Lord's house too.
Together we are now God in both sexes.
And there's coming a day when he will visit.
One day will come, when he comes, spend with.
I mean a day that he will rise up.
At the top of the day, where he will not stronger.
And I believe it's in Luke 21 or somewhere nearby that it says that when the master of the house shall rise up, he's going to shut the door.
I've been listening now on Luke 21 where he talks there, the day when the master will come and he will lock the door.
And when he shuts the door,
and when he locks the door,
there will be those that are shut out. Who will want to come in? And they will say, Lord, Lord.
And they will talk to him, Lord, Lord.
And he will say, I don't know you. So you don't want to be not ready when that day comes. The day of the Lord, when that day comes upon you unaware,
where that day they come by you, when you don't catch up.
Unaware. Do you know when that day will be?
You know who said that day will happen.
Can you tell me exactly when that day will come?
You may well tell me the day exact when that day will be.
You can't mark it on the calendar, can you?
You may well mark it on the calendar right now.
But Jesus told us in Matthew 25 exactly when that will be.
But Jesus said in Matthew 25 exactly when it will be.
Do you know when he said it would be?
You know what he said it will be?
In such an hour as ye think not.
That said, when you not think you know me, that it will be.
So the day of the Lord, the coming of the day of the Lord.
So the time when it comes, when the Lord it comes.
If we are ready, it's going to be a joyful day.
If we ready, it will be the gladdy day.
Gladdy, gladdy day. Amen. But for many of us, for many people, it is going to be a terrifying time. Amen. Now, it says here, so that day come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth.
What a man speaking will come same way on a nugget, like an outstrapped in cage be. Now, so that day will come by all man, all of us in the world.
As a snare.
Like a trap.
A trap. Do you have rabbits here in Sierra Leone? Do people catch them by snares?
People like you catch rabbits with traps.
You know, a little rope, a little string, and you bend a tree.
Small rope. Yeah. Where you bend, you catch the rabbit.
Yeah. Have any of you ever done that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Rabbit.
So here's the rabbit. The rabbit is unaware that there's a snare.
The rabbit is not nasty. It can't stop.
He's just going about his business.
He's not about his business. No, not a look there.
And all of a sudden, he steps in the snare.
There was one day, he just masked
the trap. Oh!
Joe!
And he's caught.
They catch him.
Now, Jesus is saying, beware, because for the whole world, this day is coming unexpected like a snare.
Do not be careful right away, because you one of all, this kind of thing will come like a trap when it gets you.
The world is saying peace and safety.
The world is saying, all things fine, all things calm.
Perhaps the United Nations will have great success. Maybe it will look like they've solved all the problems in Syria and Egypt. People will say, ah yes, the New World Order is here.
People will say, yes, the New World Order. Don't come.
But Jesus said no.
Jesus said no.
Don't say that that's the coming of the kingdom of God.
Not talk saying that the kingdom of God don't come soon.
And then he said, watch ye therefore and pray always.
Then he said,
now we're talking about spiritual warfare.
When you talk about spiritual war,
you need to watch and pray concerning your soul.
You fall wide awake and you pray often concerning your soul.
We need to be always have our face toward the Lord.
Often fall face to face by the Lord.
Lord, what are you saying in this very hour?
Lord, what do you say?
What would you have of me, Lord, in this very hour?
What do you want for I do this very hour?
What word would you have me to speak in this hour?
What do you want to talk this very hour?
You know, before I got on the airplane and came to Africa this time, for me, this will be the beginning of the fourth week.
For me, this is the beginning of the number 4 weeks.
And before I came, I said, Lord, what is your word?
Before I came, I told you, Papa God, what did you get for this to me?
And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to begin to ask me 3 questions.
And God said, he said, I want you to begin asking me 3 questions.
The one question I want you to ask me is, what is happening and what has happened to the church?
The first one, now, what is happening and what is not happening to the church?
He said, I want you to ask me, as we come up against the veil in the holy of the veil that divides the holy place from the holy of holies.
He said, what are you asking me? After they come near, that who looked at tabernacle in picture, who that they are building, as she can approach the veil, where the place, the holy place, and the open place, holy part on.
Begin to ask me, what is behind the veil?
Ask me, what is there behind that building?
In other words, what is life going to be like for those who go through?
What is
what does the Lord have in store for us?
What can God get for me?
I'm talking about those of us who will be called the sons of God. And the third question is, who will be worthy?
And the number 3 question I ask,
so this verse says, watch and pray that ye may be accounted worthy to do what?
Una, this verse says, una for wide awake and una for the pray on the so that una.
Worthy of 2 things.
So that una for fit.
Worthy to escape. Worthy to escape what?
Fit for one away for waiting.
The snare that is going to catch all the world.
Fit for one away for that trap. Wait for catch the one world.
The trap that is going to deceive the whole world.
That trap will go life and the one world.
The world is going to say, this is the way.
The world is going to say, ah, now this is the right one for Father.
This is the man that will lead us.
Now this man will lead me.
And they will all buy it.
And all man will lead for that company.
So worthy to escape.
Where of feet for run away.
All these things that shall come to pass, and number two, to stand before the Son of Man.
Fit for run away for all them things for be, and number two, for make you for deny before God intended.
Escape the devil.
Number one, he will run away from the devil.
And stand before Christ.
Then he will be able for that enough.
What do you think it's going to be like to stand before Christ?
What do you think it will be like for sinner before Christ?
What did it say in Malachi?
It said in Malachi, what did it say?
It said that he shall come suddenly to his temple.
It said, what do you want to say for Christ and temple?
The messenger, whom you desire.
The messenger, when you want to let come.
And he will come suddenly to his temple.
And he will come what you want to say in temple.
But who will be able to stand?
For who that will fit for fear when he comes.
Amen. Have you ever seen the Lord face to face?
You know what they see God face to face?
Brethren.
Brother and sister.
It is a terrifying thing. It is wonderful. But it is terrifying. I saw the Lord face to face. When I died or nearly died.
The same way I almost nearly died.
He stood before my face. I was in bed. I was in the hospital. And he stood. Right there. And his face. Powerful, powerful, terrifying face. I saw the grief on his face. And it frightened me so.
And it made us feel bad.
I ask him, what is the cause of this grief? Who did this to you, Lord?
I said, what do you make you never paid for? Who not do you bad?
He said, it's from the body of Christ.
He did not mean body, not enemy.
Given him all that pain. And then his face turned to anger. I can't even say anger. It was such. I don't have a word for it.
I'm not able to say that because I'm not able to explain. You what in faith?
It was the look that a master would give to a servant who needed discipline.
Now that can look where one master will give to a servant when one do bad one, where one can do punish.
I could only think of a schoolmaster who had a stick in his hand.
The only thing I would think for take a stick from now, not like a schoolmaster.
And he was looking at his students.
And he looked at students.
Bring that down on his desk. And he said, I will not put up with it much longer. The Lord has some serious expectations of his church.
God gets in where you wait for the church to.
He is not going to be playing any more games with us.
God will agree for no playing with that game.
Amen.
Amen.
He expects us to rise up.
He wants for that we snap and stand up.
Take our place.
Take we place of our take.
In the warfare against the enemy.
We can take arms for them for this war against the enemy.
The verse in Luke 10, I believe, is the one we wanted to look for a while back. And this is where he sent the disciples. Yeah, here it is. 10, verse 17.
10, verse 17.
It said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now, Jesus
came back with glory and said, Jesus said, Master, then they will set you waiting, we tell them for you when we call you name.
Jesus lived his life of ministry. 3.5 years he lived that life behind the veil in the most holy place.
That 3.5 years when Jesus in the water and the dew gone to work. That 10 days in the dew gone to work. Even there beyond that cover close way separates the holy place from the holy, the place of only but all.
His feet walked in the same place that our feet walk. The same dirt under our feet. Earth. Carnality under our feet. The same place his disciples walked, he walked. But he lived in heavenly places. And now he is giving his disciples a little taste of what it's like on the other side of the veil.
Now it is giving his disciples them for let it taste us for waiting how we feel like for water behind that cover close and the holy support.
Read the Gospels again.
Read the Gospel then.
Everything of Jesus is a picture of what life is like on the other side of the veil.
All things but Jesus, all the way with Jesus water. And picture will show you how we feel it for water with God, the end, that place when our holy back falls.
He lived a life where the devil could not touch him.
He lived life where the devil not touch him.
Could do him no harm. My time has not yet come. And when his time came, the devil didn't capture him.
The devil never can capture us.
He laid his life down. When they tried to throw him over the hill, the day that he preached in the synagogue and told them, this day is this fulfilled in your ears.
That day when he preached in the synagogue, he said,
how did he get away?
How he managed to run away?
He didn't, you know. He didn't do any of that.
He didn't do nothing like that.
He just walked away.
He just pulled him back and walked away.
And they didn't know where he went.
And they looked at the table.
Jesus is giving the disciples a little taste. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
He said and said, I see Satan like a lightning that shot from on heaven.
Do you really believe that the power of God is so far exceedingly greater than the devil?
You believe that God in power is yet
struggle and we wrestle with our flesh.
We struggle with the wrestle with the flesh.
Temptations, lust.
Temptation, want.
It's for us sometimes such a struggle.
Sometimes for me, that's even a big struggle.
Oh God, help me.
Papa, won't you help me?
And we have the idea that the devil is this high. And God is only this much higher than the devil.
And God, you are more than the devil.
That the devil weighs 195.
That's the devil. When I put on a scale, that's 195
weighs. And God weighs 200.
And when I put God on a scale, that's 200.
And it's a hard fight. The Lord has a hard time subduing him. Finally, the Lord grabbed him and after a long night of struggle, the Lord finally wins. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. Jesus said he was thrown out of heaven like a bolt of lightning. See, that's another heaven now, isn't it? That's a higher heaven. That's God's heaven. That's throne of God heaven. Amen. That war is over there. There's no devil and his angels in that heaven. Amen. But you see, when God wanted him out, all God had to do was say, out. And like a bolt of lightning, he was out. How can this creature possibly believe that he can win against God?
So how can this creature win a devil?
What he wants to do to defeat God is to take the creation that God made.
What he wants to do for make it seems like I said, you know, sex God you don't win. Now for take the creature where God don't make.
Human beings.
When a mortal man.
You and I.
You and me.
Amen. And he believes that he can spoil God if he can take the sons of God.
He believes that he can spoil God if he can take God in the kingdom.
His purpose in heaven was that he would go above the stars.
He leads him where he is in heaven. What is his plan? Now for go up on top, God is the kingdom when I am the star.
Rise above the sons of God. And so God is giving him an opportunity to prove whether he can do it or whether he won't.
So God is giving an opportunity for let him prove to
and how you respond to the word of God is going to be the key as to whether he wins you or not. So you see, there is a war.
So war begun.
And then he said to his disciples, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power. I give unto you power.
I don't give you no power.
Amen.
Amen.
What kind of power is he giving? He's giving authority.
The power we give him authority.
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 You know the devil knows whether you have the authority or not.
The devil is studying whether you get right for talking about or you don't get right.
How many of you have ever tried to do something against the devil and you didn't have the authority to do it?
How much for you not try for do something against the devil and you find out that you're not able to run?
I remember one time that we were working with a woman.
I remember one time we were working with a woman.
And she had invited a certain spirit to come into her.
And I intercepted all things and said, let's go speak the Gatapitaya.
And for a long time we said, in the name of Jesus, we command you. In the name of Jesus.
We said long time they just said, in the name of Jesus, we command you, Lego, but in the name of Jesus.
And finally that spirit spoke and he said, I am not impressed.
When that spirit of him wants to talk to me, he said, we'll get on the left neighbor.
We said, wait a minute, we're doing something wrong.
Then we said,
Let's have a little conference and discover what we're doing wrong. And the Lord revealed what to do. The Lord said, she invited the Spirit, and she's going to have to be the one to send it out.
He said that he invited the Spirit for cancer, and that he will send the Spirit for good and good back.
When she rose up,
wake up,
call it by name.
They call it Spirit in name.
Send it out.
And together we will open them.
Instant results.
Amen.
You see, God was revealing that's where the authority lay.
God in the show me said, now yet that the authority is there for unity.
Amen. So he says, I give unto you authority.
So he said, I give now power.
Authority to do what?
Power to do with you.
Tread on serpents. And scorpions.
Death and scorpions.
What are serpents and scorpions? Come on, we're not talking about natural snakes and scorpions now, are we?
No, the snake won't seem to be and the scorpion won't seem to be.
We're talking about spiritual devils, demons. It doesn't matter what they are, Jesus is saying to the disciples, and he's giving us a picture of what we can have.
And he's showing a picture of what we can get.
Authority to tread on these with your feet.
When I erect for milk, we clean up on top them and smack them other.
When you have them under your feet, you have them under your dominion.
When they come under your foot, you smack them. You don't enable them.
Amen.
Amen.
And over the power of the enemy.
I don't do the power over all Satan in power.
Now that's a different kind of power.
This is a different kind of power.
See, that's a different word.
This is a different word.
That's over the dunamis of the enemy.
This power they call a dunamis.
Which is like an engine, you know, like a strong man.
This power that they
muscle
can
power.
Now they can man will get strength. Superman power.
Yeah, Superman power. Amen.
Amen.
So, authority of Jesus Christ is greater than all the tricks that the devil can do.
The authority with Jesus, your power gets in perfect all the power. When the enemy is sneaking away, he pulls.
The devil made three or four tricks to try to keep us from coming here last night.
The enemy is pulling.
But the authority of Jesus Christ overruled because he wanted us here. Amen. And he says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
And he says, nothing.
One day I asked the Lord to show me the difference between these two kinds of power, the authority power and the dunamis power.
One day I asked God, I said, show me the difference between them two power, the power where person gets right for some property and B, and the other power where person gets Superman gain.
It was a long time ago. It seems a long time. Do you remember the action called Desert Storm?
When I remember one and see what they called Desert Storm.
It was the senior President Bush that sent the army into Kuwait. Remember that?
Now that was the Bush one day, Papa, when he did our power. He sent the army then.
And I remember that there were fleets of big tanks. I don't know what kind of tanks, Sherman tanks or something. I don't know.
I remember seeing a group of tanks that were there. I don't remember who tanks that were there. I mean, German
You know, these tanks are powerful, heavy weapons with tracks on them like this on each side. I saw the picture. They were going across the desert. The sand was flying up from behind them, and they were moving with great power.
I see the picture of them in the front of the desert now.
And the Lord kind of showed me a little picture in my mind, a little vision that I had.
The Lord showed me a small picture in my mind, and like a vision.
And I could see, in my mind, I could see the general who was in charge of all these tanks. Colonel, general, whatever he was.
In my mind,
superior officer.
I can see the general waking up by his operation here.
And all these tanks were coming toward him, and he was standing there in the desert.
All the tanks there, so they're right in the desert before them.
And as these tanks, with all their huge weapons, big guns out in the front,
we sent big guns away from the tanks there, so they come.
Big guns could destroy an enemy tank.
That big guns away, they destroy the enemy in your own tank then.
And the men inside the tank were watching through their telescopes.
The man that went inside the tank, they take a telescope, they watch.
And they were very aware that the commander was standing out there in front, and they were rolling toward him.
And then Sabine said the commander did not before the danger, and then they roll inside the coming.
And the commander held his hand up.
And the commander held his hand up.
Stop. Every one of those tanks came to a stop. You see, they had the dunamis power. Like tanks, engines.
Then he gets dunamis power.
But the commander had the authority.
But his commander, he no power when he gets now authority.
Every man in those tanks recognized the authority of that man.
Everyone by the man that went to the guy that time day or when he did not say that the chief gets finance.
This is the picture we need to have in fighting against the wiles of the devil.
Now that kind of picture don't forget that we everyone fight against the power when our enemy power.
But what happens is we forget about the authority of Christ.
So we think we can forget that we get authority from Jesus Christ.
And we start making plans to fight against the things that we can see that the enemy is doing.
Then we begin plan out how we, as mortal man, will fight the devil.
We want to overcome those little tricks.
We want to go on after the upper trick the way they show me.
And if only we could take and pause for a minute and realize, let us take the authority over this situation.
If we see no one more small and think that we take authority over this situation and stop the world, let it be.
Amen. Now it says here in Revelation chapter 12.
Inside Revelation chapter 12,
there was war in heaven. Are you aware that there's war in heaven? You say, well, is there war going on in my soul? How many of you believe there's war going on in your soul? Amen. But you know what? There's another heaven realm outside in your environment as well.
But you know what?
Another war going on in the heaven of your environment as well. Your circumstances. And we have a slight disadvantage.
We're not there fine at all, small.
While we're in this flesh, because we cannot see with our flesh eyes what the devil is doing.
When we get this mortal man body, now disadvantage small for us because we're not able to see what the devil is in the
remember some years ago. 17, 18 years ago.
17 or 18 years, we don't be, we don't pass.
We were in a great battle in our home.
We mean that big, big thing.
Devil was coming to try to bring destruction to some of our family. And there was to be a court hearing the next morning.
And then before what court the next morning?
And I remember my wife and I, we went before the Lord that night.
And then me and he went before God that next thing.
And we cried out to the Lord with a great cry from our heart.
And we cried to God. We turned our down aside from what?
And I remember saying, I clearly remember saying to the Lord, Lord, I can't see the devil with my eyes. I don't know what he's up to. How shall we fight this fight?
I remember clearly I went with that to God. I said, God, I'm not able to see the enemy with me no more than my eyes. I don't know how to fight them.
And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my wife.
And God is speaking.
And the Lord said, behold, their defense is departed from them.
And God said, and say, hey, who knows what? The key women that you have strong, I don't pull them from us for them.
So we went to the trial the next day. And they called all kinds of expert witnesses and testimony and everything else.
They called all kinds of witnesses, all kinds of experts for cancer.
And at the end of the day, the judge said, well, do you have any more that you, the prosecution, do you have any more that you want to present?
The judge said, well, I get more people on a show or talk, but...
And the prosecutor said, well, yes, Your Honor, we'd like to bring some more witnesses tomorrow.
The prosecutor, well, when they complain, say, we get witnesses that for bring tomorrow, can't they?
And the judge said to the prosecutor, he said, so when do you intend to make your case?
So then the judge said and said, who said now you can make your case?
In other words, you don't have a case.
So what does that mean? All this for who not make case.
In other words, the judge is saying, are you going to waste my time again tomorrow?
So what did the judge say for say? So tomorrow night, that was December.
It is a day I will never forget.
That is the day I will never forget.
Their thing was departed from them. It says there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought.
Michael and his angels, they fed.
You know, brethren, Michael is coming to help us.
Amen.
You know, brothers, sister, and Michael, they come for God.
If you want a picture of spiritual warfare, go to the last few chapters of the book of Daniel.
If you want picture of spiritual warfare, go to the last book of Daniel and read them.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Mighty, powerful angel, archangel Gabriel, bringing the word of the Lord to Daniel, telling Daniel about our time, our generation.
Angel Gabriel. When a mighty archangel, they come with all his power to bring the word of the Lord to them.
And the devil himself was fighting against Gabriel. There are only three known archangels, although there may have been more, but there are only three known, and all three of them were in this battle to bring this word to Daniel.
Now only three archangels exist. What we know.
Twenty-one days. 21 days, Daniel stood on the authority that of the word that God wanted to reveal something to him.
21 days, Daniel enough of paleontologists and his right for say, God get what he wants
you. You see, our warfare is going to have to be a continual, ongoing affair.
So on a single warfare, not a one thing. It just for being continuous before the endure.
It's not over with just a 15-minute skirmish.
It's not do 15 minutes for let you fight and touch and get the job to not do.
A little firefight. Fire off a few shots.
Just shoot.
No. You have to press. What did David do? Study his warfare. What did Joshua do when the enemy was running away from them?
When the enemy did run away from them?
Did they say, okay, we can go back to our tent and relax, now the enemy is running away?
When did they talk? They said, we're fine, we're going to take back, we'll relax, the enemy don't run.
No.
No.
They pursued. They ran against him with all the strength that they have.
We saw the strength when they get in front of us.
Don't leave any remnant of the enemy alive in your soul. Don't give any place.
Not give place.
You know, there are brethren who have wanted to overcome the lust of pornography. So he gets rid of all that he has.
So he makes sure he goes for it, all that he gets.
But he hides one under his mattress.
But he keeps one of them under his mattress and let it live.
What's he doing?
What did he say?
He's giving place to the flesh.
Now, making a gift soul to the flesh.
Or the man that is having an adulterous affair.
Or, let's take example, one where they go get money and that business with what we're not doing well.
He repents.
He don't ask for forgiveness.
Ask forgiveness of his family, his wife.
He asked him where to be seen. They said, you don't want to forgive me.
Says everything's cut off.
I don't tell me that. I don't want to do it again.
But he keeps her phone number.
But he makes sure he keeps the woman in phone number inside the phone.
Do you understand what I'm saying? No, you have to destroy all.
No, you forgive
me. All of the devil. Man that overcomes alcohol. Destroy all the alcohol in your house. Amen. So, how long do we want to go here today? I see it's noon. What is your plan? I see it's noon. What time did...
No, go on.
You want to go ahead and finish here?
Go on.
Okay. Amen. All right, so... Let me mention Daniel. Let me go over there for just a minute and bring a couple of verses here from Daniel.
Now we need to see back from Daniel.
It says here in the 7th chapter,
Daniel chapter 7,
we're talking about Daniel's vision of the warfare that is coming, that is actually here in our time, in our day.
We can talk about Daniel in vision, where he engaged, where that vision is about, we don't say,
verse 21.
Daniel 7:21.
It says, and I beheld, And the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them.
I can hear you. This horn has been set with anyone that will believe Papagos.
This horn is one of the devil's man. And he's coming against the saints of God.
And
he's coming against the church. And it says that he is prevailing against the church. He's prevailing against people that say they are born again. He is prevailing against people in their soul. He is winning the battle for some Christians because they are being deceived. And it says he is prevailing. Now, when you actually read Daniel, you find two different pictures.
When you go read that book within Daniel, that's two different pictures you will see.
You find a picture of where the devil is prevailing against the saints, but you also find saints that are prevailing against the devil.
You will see the picture of when the devil will win against all the people then, and other pictures of when the people of God set to win the devil.
So you see, there are two kinds of saints, aren't there?
So you see, there's two kinds of people that are.
Some who are going to prevail, and some who are going to be taken over.
Some that will win the enemy and defeat, and some that will the enemy in will able them.
It says until. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
And if they win them, say the one will be done, the long can come. And he judgment for take at the one that will believe by Papa God, where and the same rich when the one there will believe Papa God gets the kingdom.
Amen. Now when it says that judgment was set.
And when it says that judgment now,
judgment was given.
Then give judgment.
Verse 26, judgment was set.
Verse 26.
And they will. And in verse 25 it says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. Now the main weapon, you see, that the enemy is using is words.
The main weapon where the enemy is, we get an answer for you. Now what them words.
And the words come into our soul.
Words will pack inside your soul.
They come in through the ear gate and the eye gate. And they come into our mind.
Reminding it.
And so he's fighting the battle in our soul by speaking words.
So it affects the battle against the soul by the word where it is talked to.
You say, well, I've never heard the devil speak.
And he will say, one day I know you're the devil talking.
He doesn't come around and talk to me.
One day says, I will not tell me not to you.
Do you have a television?
You get television.
Any of you have a television?
Yes.
Well, not anyone but I get television.
Whose words are 99% of that television?
99% of the word that we go
It's the devil talking. Oh, but it's the politician that's making announcements. It's the devil talking. How do you know when the politician is lying? When his mouth is moving.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Great words against the Most High. Bringing great words against the church and the people of God. Making laws against the things that the people of God believe.
They're making war against for making the people of God and believe.
Making laws to legalize wickedness.
They're making laws so that wickedness will get a legal backing for saying yes, you're right.
When I was young, people were arrested and put in jail for these wicked things. Then the wicked people rose up and said, "We want our rights." And so they got their people into the government positions. And they said, "Now we will have laws and we will legalize our wicked activities." I said, "What is next? What is the worst things you could imagine that will come next?" It's going to happen, brethren. It's going to happen. Amen. But it says that judgment shall set.
But it says they will put judgment down.
Judgment shall set.
They will measure the judgment day.
Do you know what that means?
You know what it means?
Are you a lawyer, brother? That term, judgment will set, means the court is in session.
Judgment will be, that means the court, they go on.
His Honor, the Most High, is behind the bench.
And the court when the Most High is behind the bench.
When he rises, they say, "All rise."
When he's enough, they will say, "All man's enough."
His Honor, the Most High, is here.
The one way honor is what all don't come.
The court is in session.
Amen.
The jury is set.
Do you wonder when they talk against you?
God has said that you are the jury.
God said, "You." Now you wonder when they talk against.
Judgment is given to the saints.
Then go give judgment.
Hear,
on behalf of the saints.
Hear ye. Here is the evidence.
Look, the evidence.
And the saints cry out.
And the saints will begin crying.
The devil is guilty.
And the devil, the devil guilty.
And the Most High pronounces the sentence.
And the Most High will stop making a sentence against the devil.
Only a very brief word or two yet, and then I finish.
I will just talk two, three more words. That we don't.
Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. In the second chapter,
2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
and it says again, it's talking about the man of sin that is coming. In the second chapter, it says that the day of the Lord has not yet come.
And in the second chapter, it says God intends in day, not each year.
Because there's two things that have to happen.
Because two things
In other words, there is a sequence of events that God has laid down that have to take place before the day of the Lord.
When do we decide for things? Things that get for B, continuous things that get for B, wait for May, the Lord will come in 10 for each.
One,
the first one,
the church has to have a falling away, a rebellion.
The church gets us on living.
Already that has happened.
Already it will be.
That rebellion is well underway in the church systems. If you're in one of those systems, brethren, the Lord says, flee from her.
If you
get out of her.
If
you're in that system.
If you get inside that system, when a rebel system,
run. Because she's going to be destroyed.
Because destruction is coming.
Babylon is going down.
Babylon will fall down.
Amen. So that has happened. The other thing is that the man of sin is to be revealed.
The second thing is that man will get sin all for them.
And this chapter says that the Holy Spirit is restraining him from being revealed. Brethren, do you have confidence that God is in complete control? God is in control in Syria.
Amen.
North Korea. Egypt. Everywhere. North Africa.
North Africa outside.
West Africa. God is in control. Nothing happens except He opens His hand and lets it happen. No rising up of the devil happens unless God lets His chain out a little further.
No devil let it say he get power from Singapore. But say God loose in chain and let God make it happen.
You know what God is saying when the devil makes a new move?
You know what you brought yourself when the enemy makes one new movement?
God is saying to the sons of God, now I have given you authority, take care of it.
God is telling the beginning and say, now, I don't do any authority, one way get power with us.
That vision that Brother Bird had in Schuyler, Nebraska, some years ago.
That dream was what about getting a Schuyler, Nebraska, September.
I'm sure he'll share that with you.
I'm sure he will tell him about that.
When he sent the devil out to do what he had to do.
When he sent the devil out for what do what he for do.
And he turned to his soldier, the sons of God, and said, now you stop him.
Now God's son, so he also demanded when I brought him to kill it, now you go stop him with you.
I would like to talk about the whole second chapter, but I want to move on and finish what we're talking about.
I would like to talk about the whole second Thessalonians 2, but
and
I'm
going to go down to these last verses of verse 10, 11, and 12.
I want to come right down to verse 10, 11, and 12.
It says he's coming with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Unrighteous deception.
And the devil will come with all kind of unrighteous
to trick you. Jesus said, if it were possible, that deception is so strong that even the very elect would fall for it.
Jesus said, if we will get a prayer for fake
inconceivable unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of truth that they might be saved. It's 2 Thessalonians 2, I just read verse 10.
And he will do all kinds of bad things. We will make them people go hell, fool. They will go hell because they have not been clean for nearly the true word. And they have not been left the true word, but when Jesus, Master Jesus,
so the key here that you will not be deceived by this.
The key
The thing that is going to deceive all of your worldly neighbors, all the nations.
That thing will make them fool all your neighbor, all the nation around.
How will you not be deceived? It is called the love of truth. If you do not have a love of truth, you will be deceived.
If you don't let for Yahweh the word with truth, they will fool you, man. Amen.
How much do you love truth?
Right.
How much you left for Yahweh the word will get stubborn.
How much do you love the word of God?
How much you let God in word.
You know, sometimes the Lord speaks things from His word that people don't like to hear.
Sometimes the Lord gives talk things from His word. When people want let the Lord talk.
In the Time magazine a little while ago, on the last page,
that is Time magazine, you not say yet.
They published an interview with a famous homosexual. I don't know who he is, but I'll just say he was a famous homosexual.
Then put something in the newspaper, where did they talk about were homosexual? They were they get money and daddy business, money.
And the interviewer asked him, he said, do you still go into the hotels and get the Gideon Bible and tear out the page in Leviticus that speaks against what you do?
The first way they interview, I say, you still see the one at the hotel name, you go take the Bible away and get it, what share that page where it can be difficult, but say, homosexuality, God, anytime you see the water, you check it.
He said, yes, I do. You see, the man knows what it says.
You see, the man said, you will go in water for which he did.
But they have chosen to not believe it.
But they don't choose to say, I'm not here, I'm not one believer, which is the top one.
I one time asked a man personally.
Once a mean sister, I call it one.
How can you justify the things that you are doing in view of the clear Word of God that says thus and thus?
How you were able to convince person and talk and convince for say, give me where you see what God likes for that which he gave us.
The man had been to a Christian college, a seminary. He had trained to be a pastor.
The man brought there by the school set. They stand up for being pastor all over.
I said, what were your Bible teachers telling you about this?
What did you want to teach you Bible and tell you about this kind of thing?
He said, well, we were told that this is the way the ancient Hebrews, it was their ideas about God.
God wants
So I said to the man, so you don't like what is written, so you're going to write your own Bible and you're going to make your own God.
So you don't let what you don't like, you don't let the Bible, so now you like your own Bible also.
So you will make your God after your image.
So you can make your own God now according to your image. You see what you think that you like.
Because they love not the truth. Now, you can say, well, that's an extreme example, Brother Mark. Does that affect me? Every little bit affects you. I'll finish and then I close. And for verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and that should be the lie.
And for this reason, Papa God will send them to get one mind where wrong for believe deceiving them and believe lies.
God will send delusion. Is that God?
God will make them believe and deceiving. And now God, you really mean that God will do that?
Yes.
Yes?
He sent deceiving prophets to Ahab so that Ahab might be deceived and destroyed because he did not want to believe the truth.
He sent prophets away from lie to one thing when Ahab, so that Ahab would believe him and he would just go to the old deceiving and not believe God.
And the final verse, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
And at that moment, God will condemn the people with gladly for their sin, and will not believe the true one, but we master Jesus.
Lord, I want the truth.
Papa God, I want truth.
It doesn't matter what it costs. If it costs my life. I want the truth.
I want truth.
In the days when Christians were being tortured. When they were being asked to recant their faith.
When they asked them to make them deny their faith.
By the way, it's still happening. We read about the woman in Pakistan.
We read about the woman in Pakistan.
They're threatening to kill her. Her only way out is to renounce Christianity. We don't know how it'll turn out.
We don't know how that gets to be.
But we know the woman is saying no.
We know the woman is saying, I will deny Jesus.
I will not deny my Jesus.
I will not deny my Jesus.
I will hold the truth.
I will hold longer this truth again.
No matter what the cost. And you know what?
And you know what I mean?
The devil cannot win against that.
The devil not ever win anybody with answer.
If you go back to read the other verses in the 12th chapter of Revelation.
If you go back and read other verses now, then Revelation 12.
They overcame him.
They will win the devil.
By the blood of the Lamb.
With the blood of Jesus for them.
And the word of their testimony.
And the word where they put a testimony.
And they love not their lives unto death.
And they no one let their lives stay in let them because they fall and die.
You walk in this way.
If you walk against that.
And you can overcome the devil.
You will overcome the devil.
God bless you.
Let God bless you now.